In page 14 of your manual, you're looking at the life and teachings of Jesus and his apostles, copy written by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it says on page 172, right-hand column, what took place in Gethsemane? Where, quote, where and under what circumstances was the atoning sacrifice of the Son of God made? Was it on the cross of Calvary or in the Garden of Gethsemane? It is to the cross of Christ that most Christians look when centering their attention upon the infinite and eternal atonement. But in reality, the pain and suffering, the triumph and grandeur of the atonement took place primarily at Gethsemane. Next underlying section. It was there Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world on conditions of repentance. It was there that he suffered and suffered beyond human power to endure. It was there he sweat great drops of blood from every pore. So the atonement took place not at Calvary, not on the cross. Primarily it took place at Gethsemane. That might be one reason you'll never find a cross on a Mormon temple or a Mormon building. Latter-day Saints find the cross to be actually an offense, and they don't believe in that particular symbol. Again, the atonement taking place at Gethsemane. Back on our chart, so we've already seen why are we here to receive a body. Number two, experience sin. Number three, faith in Christ. And we've talked about some of the differences. Let me just make one more point. If you go to our website at watchman.org, we have an interesting article, and you can search the website for this. But even the Mormon prophet himself, Spencer W. Kimball, even the Mormon prophet himself, Gordon B. Hinckley, has in recent years admitted that the LDS Jesus is different than that of traditional Christian faith. And he has said in an address in France and more recently during General Conference in Salt Lake City, he said that the critics of the LDS Church have said that it's a different Jesus than the Jesus of traditional Christianity, and he said the critics are right. Now, obviously he argues in his talk that they have the correct Jesus and we have the incorrect Jesus, but at least it's an important admission, I think, that the Christ is different. So number three, have faith in Christ. Number four, repentance. We must repent of our sins. And I could lecture quite a bit on some of the on this whole doctrine of repentance and how it might be different from traditional understanding. But let's just skip on number five, baptism. Baptism is part of the gospel. Number five on your list. Number four is repentance. Number five, baptism. The baptism should be by immersion, and it must be by one having the proper authority, meaning a Mormon priesthood holder. Any other baptism does not count. And baptism, we see here, is part of the gospel, the law of eternal progression. So we talked about repentance and baptism. Number six, receive the Holy Ghost. Again, this is done by the laying on of hands, again, by one having the proper authority. So you must be baptized. And number six, receive the Holy Ghost.